Right when we thought we lost all elements of social strategy, Ashley Gisling steps up to the plate and delivers. I was really impressed with how Ashley stepped up to the plate when her life was on the line and delivered what was an excellent vote flip to keep herself in the game. Now, this week seemed like it was going to be the end of the social strategy element of Big Brother due to Rachel's elimination, but Ashley delivered everything that we have loved the game for. Now, we did lose Will this week, and I gotta say, man, Will is a stand-up dude. Like, I mean, when he gave his eviction speech, he not only had the house crying, but he had me at home almost crying. I mean, he really beats the old man, the old person casting archetype. And really how he did that was by just being kind of this low-key, likable guy. A lot of people felt that he was too likable to sit next to at the end, and they would have lost to him if it came to a final two scenario. Now, I don't know how actually likely that is. You know, it depends on who the person was. If he's sitting next to perhaps a Vince or a Lauren, I think he probably ends up getting the win. But if he's sitting next to like an Ashley, even like an Ava maybe, I don't know if they would have voted for him to win. Just because of based off of pure win equity, I don't think he had a lot of that. But nonetheless, man, it's sad to see Will's game come to an end, and he's got to respect the work that Ashley put in to make this happen. And speaking of Ashley, like I said in the intro, man, I'm really, really impressed with her and her rebound here. I really thought she was dead in the water after Rachel's impromptu elimination from the game. But she ended up making the best out of a bad situation, and she really knows how to talk to people and how to get them to respond and how to play to their ego. Like, she knew exactly how to get this vote flip to happen. For example, I really liked how she talked to Morgan and, you know, slightly picked at her about Lauren being in Vince's back pocket and playing to that. And then her going to Keanu and saying, you know, now I'm against Lauren. We have a common enemy. And, you know, if Will gets to the end, that's too likable of a guy. And getting to those two by playing to their ego and knowing what exactly you need to say to those two players that are so ego-driven in order to stay was so impressive and was something that we haven't really seen this season. We haven't seen somebody really take the games by the horn and kind of orchestrate something like a vote flip. You know, we haven't really seen anybody kind of go out of their way to play the game of Big Brother, but we were able to see it with Ashley this week, and man, it just reminded me of the show that I fell in love with, and Ashley did a great job of keeping herself safe this week, and you know, I've never been more proud to say that I had her pegged as my winner pick at the mid-season point. I did, you know, kind of falter on where she was during this Rachel week with the live feeds being down, and I thought, you know, her and Rachel were both kind of in trouble. Obviously, I had no idea what kind of way Rachel was going to end up going home, but after Rachel leaves, Ashley rebounds very well here, and I think now all the guns are going to be pointed at somebody else. So the position that Ashley was in prior to Rachel being eliminated, I think she can kind of fall back into, and now I think Keanu thinks Ashley is with him and thinks that Ashley is somebody that really wants to work with him, and there is a little bit of truth to that, I think, because like she said in the episode, I think there is something to the fact that she could work with a big target like Keanu, and somebody is always going to take Keanu out before they take Ashley out of the game. And that was the problem with working with Will, is that, like, you know, the chances were always that Ashley could go home next to Will, but the fact that she was able to orchestrate this and get the votes to stay was really amazing to see. Now, real quick, Rachel did sit down and talk to Julie Chen, and it was the most just CBS fluff piece I have ever seen, and Rachel came out with a lot of class, and she was way classier than I would have been. Obviously, she has calmed down since the incident, and she didn't say anything about being screwed or nothing like that, and I don't think Big Brother would have had her on if she had, you know, a ton of grievances to air about the show's format. I don't think Big Brother wants somebody to just come on and, you know, say a bunch of shit about the production, but, you know, Rachel came on and gave her best. I would say, you know, in the world of sports writing, there's a term called coach speak. I think Rachel came out and gave her best coach speak answer of what happened to her, and it didn't really give the fans of hers closure. I was kind of hoping that she would press Big Brother at least a little bit about the fact that that wasn't the greatest twist in the world. Mostly it was a nothing interview. Keanu went on to win the Battle of the Block as expected, and you know, I mean, this Battle of the Block, it was just so catered to Keanu. Like, I think Ashley at the end came close to competing with Keanu. I think she was tailing him there at the very end. Keanu was hauling ass through this thing. This was the quickest he has ever gone about a blockbuster competition. You know, notoriously, he is somebody that has a very slow approach. He is somebody that takes his time. But this time around, he was hauling ass to get all these ropes untied. He had done all the ropes and he was untied and he was walking towards his pedestal. And by the time he was walking towards his pedestal, I believe Ashley was untied as well and she was running. But that did not affect Keanu. He stayed cool and calm in the moment, walked to his button and pressed it and beat Ashley and Will. But as far as Keanu's overall game goes, it's really frustrating to see him try so hard time and time again and no one throws him a bone. Like, I mean, honestly, I understand that it's because he is such a threat and he is such a competition beast that people don't want to keep him in the game. But there are some things that he pitches that it's just like, this would, you know, technically probably be better for your game. People don't understand how bad Vince is for their game and how little Vince actually cares about him. Keanu pitching to get Vinny on the block was actually a 1000 IQ play. If I was Lauren, I would have done that. Vince has screwed you over time and time again, and you have to see that at some point. Like, I don't know how he's missed it all these house guests so hard from being such a weasel. You would think that his mist would be pretty chunky and filled with rocks and dirt. And speaking of Lauren, Lauren's reasoning for not putting up Keanu and Morgan just straight up next to each other in the first place was super dumb. Made no sense. I still think that the best play would have been to put them up at the same time. And the fact that she doesn't see that is mind-blowing. And it's because Lauren is not that great when handling power, as she continued to be the player that she's been all season long. She didn't express her target. She didn't do the right noms. And she allowed Ashley to campaign to get the vote to flip. And her head of households have included getting Adrian out, who was on her side, and getting Will out, somebody who, other than the likability factor, is really not a threat to her game. Two really bad head of households for Lauren, and her win equity just continues to tank by the week, I think, in the eyes of the players in that house. And I don't think her competition wins are really going to save her either at this point. So, and the last couple of things I'll be saying about these players in this house is Vince is such a fucking weasel, bro. I hate watching him sleaze around. Like, as a married man, seeing his girlfriend's ex-girlfriend now of 7 years hair tie around his wrist and holding Morgan's hand while, like, almost kissing her hand makes me sick to my stomach. The subtle zoom in on that was good by production, though. I'll give you that. I'll give you a little good, you know, tip of the hat on the camera work, but that's about it. Him reaching out to rub Lauren's back post-eviction was also gross, and thanking Will for his service after evicting him was also just so slimy and condescending. Hated every little bit of Vince in this episode, and hate every little bit of Vince almost every single week. He's such a sleaze, and when Will ends up leaving the house, he said that Vince is probably gonna win because he can convince anybody to do anything. And I always kind of thought and got the impression that that would have been the reason that he wasn't going to win. I wonder if people in the jury house are going to respect Vince and respect the game that he plays if he gets to the end. But I still kind of doubt it, despite what Will had to say. And speaking of Morgan, man, she has always kind of been a tough player for me to assess. She has been way too emotional this season. So being so clinged on to the judges has put her in such a weird spot, as well as being so emotionally attached to Vince as well. Personally, I think she should be in a much better spot than she is, not only strategically, but also emotionally. She should be in a much better spot than she is. I think her and Lauren should have like a better relationship. She should have worked on that weeks ago when she knew that her and Mickey weren't getting along so well. She should have worked with Lauren more when Zach was in the house. But the fact that she has been so infatuated and so like focused on being Vince's and Zach's number one, when really neither one of them wanted her, they both really wanted Lauren over her every time. And Vince still does. It's been her downfall and it's been her detriment all season long. Alrighty, guys, now we're going to dive into the player rankings and the spoiler section of this video. And let's start things off by discussing who is this week's head of household. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be in for a very interesting week, because this week's HOH is none other than Vinny. And if I am Vince, I don't think I would be trying to win any type of head of household just because of all the fake promises that I have made. And I would just kind of bank on these fake promises at least keeping me off of the block. And if they don't keep me off the block, at least I know what the way that this season is going. I will have a couple of competitions to try and save myself. So winning HOH at least isn't my number one priority. You know, now that he has won this head of household, he is going to end up burning people. Not only that he puts puts on the block, but people that he doesn't put on the block will piss off somebody who will be mad that he didn't put that person on the block. I will explain, because this is going to be tricky for Vince. I mean, will he nom Ava, Kelly, Ashley, or will he have the balls to nominate Keanu straight up? If he nominates Ava, Kelly, Ashley, that is going to upset the likes of Keanu and Morgan. If he puts up Keanu, that is obviously going to upset Keanu, and that's probably going to upset Morgan a little bit too, I would imagine. But I think you could probably pitch that to Morgan and say, I mean, we got to get this guy out ASAP, you know, we got to get him out of here. And there's also a world where he can put up Ava, Kelly, Lauren, which is something that Morgan and Keanu have both tried pitching to Vince. And Vince, I think, is coming around to that idea because he has already put up so many of his allies up to this point that he could potentially put up Lauren. And he kind of tried to soft launch this to Lauren because he's like, if you get picked to play the veto, you know, you just can't use the veto on Ashley or Kelly or Ava. And you know, how are we going to make sure that happens? He might put Lauren up. I think if he puts Lauren up, I think she's going to take Ashley's spot, which is crazy because if Vince is thinking self-interested, which he has been the whole time, and really for the last couple of weeks, it's been super self-interested, you would think that he would want to put up Ashley, but, you know, I think he wants to keep Morgan happy. So in that case, you know, Ashley comes down, Lauren goes up, and it's going to be interesting because no matter what he does here with these nominations, it's going to make somebody upset, and I think it's going to end up costing him a vote and maybe two votes at the end. Vince has to tread lightly. He has not been good at doing that. I just don't think this was the one for him to win. And it's funny because I say that about every head of household he has won up to this point. Alrighty, guys, let's quickly go through these player rankings here. And let's go over the next boot tier. I have Kelly, Ava, and Keanu. Really no surprise here. I do think that this is probably Kelly's time to go. I mean, Vince has put up Kelly how many times now? I would like to think that Kelly would have an opportunity to win a veto here, but she does seem pretty defeated in the house. And I think that if there was a veto that was going to be used, it's going to be used on Ashley. So even if she is an initial nominee, I think she's going to be taken down this week. Ava, though, has shown that she can win competitions. I think Ava is down and out. I think Ava is defeated, and I don't think Ava stands a huge chance of staying this week unless Kelly is still on the block. Ava will stay if she's next to Kelly or a Keanu, and I have Keanu a little bit higher, or one spot higher than Ava, strictly because I think he is more prone to winning a competition. So I think likely we're looking at a Kelly or an Ava boot this week, and that is just my prediction. And then in my doubtful winners tier, it's just one person, and that is Lauren, who goes down three spots. I had a terrible read on Lauren. I thought that after last week, she was going to be somebody that the house was going to look at favorably. And I thought that with her competition wins and possibly with her being somewhat likable, she had a real shot to maybe win the game. But after, you know, like Rachel's exit interviews and after, you know, just hearing some people in the live feeds, I really don't think she stands a chance. And she might even be in the category of GOAT because I don't think there's really anybody that is going to be voting for her. She may beat Kelly, but other than that, I don't think she really beats anybody else. Maybe even Ava too. I'm getting lower and lower on Ava. His chances of winning the game as the weeks go on, but unlikely Lauren wins the game at the end. She's gonna have to win like almost every single competition from here on out, like Keanu, in order to win the game. And it's a shame because you know, she's really doing it to herself, and she's doing it to herself by being so openly passive and being so open about how she's not down to make any of these moves happen. So unfortunately for her, she's the only one in my doubtful winners tier. Now in my potential winners tier, at number three I have Vince, at number two I have Morgan, and at number one, once again, we have Ashley. Now, Vince is somebody who, again, I think will lose to a bitter jury more than likely. But after Will saying that he thinks Vince is going to win because he can convince everybody to do anything, it's kind of changed my perception on how the house and how the jury may see how Vince played this game, which is going to play to Vince's favor. However, there there are a good chunk of people that Vince likely probably loses to. I mean, I think if he gets to the end with Morgan, he loses. If he gets to the end with Ashley, he loses. But luckily for him, his ideal final two is with Lauren. And the thing is that he cannot put Lauren on the block this week. He cannot risk her going home, because if she ends up going home, Vince's winning chances tank tremendously, because the likelihood of anybody being in that house that he beats becomes really scarce. I mean, if he gets to the end with Keanu, I don't think he wins that either, because I think people just love Keanu's story more than they love Vince's slimeball gameplay. Maybe he beats Ava at the end, and I think he'll probably beat Kelly at the end, but the likelihood that you get that kind of combination of final two is very, very unlikely. So Vince cannot lose Lauren this week, and the fact that we're talking about him potentially losing Lauren this week on his own head of household, and it seems like he may actually be considering it, is so Vince-coded and is so Big Brother 27 that it's actually frustrating. Vince always says this feels like a game-ending mistake, or this feels like a game-ending move. Vince has done all this to himself. It's all your fault, Vince. It really is. And you have a scenario that you carved out from this whole Rachel elimination. And, you know, I think that if you can get Lauren to the end, and if it's you two in the final two, no matter how bullshit that Rachel elimination was, I think you can kind of look back at that moment and say that's the point where you won the game. You know, you just got to make sure that this week ends up being beneficial for you. And a beneficial week for you would likely be if Kelly, Ava, Keanu go home. Morgan at number two. Like I said before, you know, I feel like Morgan should be in a better position strategically and emotionally than she is. But at the end of the day, she's still pretty well liked by a lot of people. But just she just puts herself through such a emotional and strategical ringer that it's hard to watch. But really, at the end of the day, she isn't really in that bad of a spot strategically. She's just in a terrible place emotionally. She puts too much thought and too much of her heart into where Vince is at. Likely Morgan beats really anybody here in the final two outside of probably Ashley, I would say. The problem for Ashley is that her likely path to the end features, you know, either Ashley or it features Vince. She loses to Ashley, but if she gets to the end with Vince, she's going to probably have to be in a final three scenario with Vince and Lauren. She's going to have to ball out, and she's really going to have to try for that final HOH in order to get herself to the end. So it's really either you get to three with Vince and Lauren, or you get to the end with Ashley and you lose. It's just kind of shitty, because, you know, Vince is such a slime ball. I could see him kind of Richard Hatching the final HOH with Morgan and Lauren, because he's like, well, either way, then neither one of them has to take me to the final. If it's Morgan or if it's Lauren, the only person that Vince beats is Lauren, so Morgan needs to win that final HOH in order to get there, and that's her best path moving forward. That's why I feel like she should have just a long time ago put in the work to get close with Lauren, because then Lauren may have wanted to take her. Now, talking about Ashley here, I do think she beats everybody on the board right now, and she has played Big Brother the best out of everybody, and that's not necessarily a high mark to accomplish. She has obviously had a pretty big move to flip the vote against Will, and I think she could do that again if she's on the block and she's ever a target, but likely I don't think she's going to be a big target moving forward. And I think there's a lot of final two scenarios where Ashley is crowned your winner. I think she could beat Morgan, who I think probably the next biggest winner threat, and then I think she could beat Keanu as well. I think in terms of winner threat, I think the top three are probably Ashley, Morgan, Keanu, and I think Ashley beats both of them, and then obviously she beats everybody else that's remaining in the game as well. I think she just has the best chance of winning with everybody else left in the game. Alrighty guys, that was my Big Brother player rankings and week review. What'd you guys think? Let me know. Leave your comments down below. Don't forget to check the links down below as well. You can like me on Facebook at Troop Talks, follow me on Twitter at Troop Talks, or follow me on Instagram at Trey Von Pixley. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. As always, hope you guys have a great rest of your day.